USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Who is the mysterious whistleblower? Republicans on Capitol Hill want to know, and so does President Trump.
What happened to the informant? And where is the IG? Why didn't the IG read the letter, read the transcript? He could have gotten it, I guess, I assume. I would have declassified it for him if I had to do that. Why didn't he read this and then see that the whistleblower's account was totally different than the letter?
Now the president and Republicans pressuring Democrats for transparency in their ongoing impeachment inquiry. Republicans want information, transcripts, and audio recordings from the closed-door hearings in the House. Republicans and Democrats able to come together on Capitol Hill to pay respects to Maryland Congressman Democrat Elijah Cummings, who passes away last week at the age of 68. Here's House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
I have called him our North Star.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The National Retail Federation releasing the latest survey on the upcoming Christmas shopping season, and it reflects a projected 4% increase over last year. USA Radio's John Clemens reports.
The annual survey indicates an average $1,047.83 will be spent on Christmas this year. Shoppers between the ages of 35 to 44 plan to spend the most at over $1,100. The survey of 7,782 adult consumers by the National Retail Federation was conducted in early October and showed, as in previous years, 39% of Christmas shoppers said they would start buying gifts before November, while 43% are waiting until at least November, while 18% are waiting until December.
And taking a look now at your money, a mixed bag on Wall Street, the Dow down 28 points, the NASDAQ gaining 66 points, the S&P 500 up almost 6 points. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Vice President Mike Pence takes a swipe at the NBA. USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
Vice President Mike Pence is speaking out about the NBA's relationship with China.
When American corporations, professional sports, pro athletes embrace censorship, it's not just wrong, it's un-American.
Speaking at an event in Washington, D.C. on Thursday, the vice president didn't stop there.
Some of the NBA's biggest players and owners who routinely exercise their freedom to criticize this country lose their voices when it comes to the freedom and rights of the people of China.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
In other news, a new national poll out finds one of the Democrats running for president, who's been ahead in many recent surveys, again losing ground. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the very latest now from Washington, D.C.
In the latest Quinnipiac University national poll, it finds Senator Elizabeth Warren with 28% support to Joe Biden with 21% now. The university polling analyst is Mary Snow, and she explains.
It's not as though this poll is reflecting a big gain for Senator Elizabeth Warren. She actually was down slightly from last week's poll. What it reflects is a 6-point slip for Joe Biden since a week ago.
The poll leaves Bernie Sanders at 15%. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.